In this season of Advent, we will be using different kinds of prayers for our congregational prayer. And we will use our fellowship time following the service to pray for our congregational needs. In this season of Advent, as we wait on the coming of our Lord Jesus, we will do so prayerfully. Each Sunday morning, we will practice a different type of prayer together. Some of these forms of prayer may be familiar. Some may be new to you. This morning, we will practice together the prayer of reflection. In the prayer of reflection, we look back over a specific period to be aware of how God has come to us and how we have responded to God's presence. Over the past several months, I've been attempting to make the prayer of reflection part of my evening routine. I try to spend at least 5 minutes at the end of my daily activity and before I go to bed to reflect back over my day. I want to be attentive to how God came to me during the day, how I recognized and responded to what God brought my way. I conclude by asking God for what I think I need for tomorrow. This morning, our scripture reading, John 1, 1 through 5, will frame our prayer of reflection. I will read the passage, then I will guide you in prayer with questions, first about your life and then about your day yesterday. I invite you to close your eyes and quiet your mind. Let the background music bring your focus to the present moment. As I read the scripture, there's no need to follow along today. Simply listen to the Word of God. Then we will begin our prayer. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Keep your eyes closed. Enjoy sitting in the presence of the Lord. Talk to the Lord in your mind and your heart as I guide you. Let us pray. Have you seen the light? When all around you has been dark, what light have you walked by? If you are a follower of the light of Christ, when did Christ first appear to you? If you're not a follower of Jesus, have you seen Him in others? Do you desire to find a way out of your darkness and into the light? As Christians, we walk in the light of God. We are the light of Christ. As such, our entire lives serve as a witness to the presence of God. Let's take a moment to reflect on our lives. In what ways have you been Christ's light in the darkness? Do events or ways that you have or are now resisting being that light come to mind? Talk to God as you would your best friend about that. As you continue to relax in God's presence, be aware of how God shows love for you and all His good gifts to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and help you enjoy God's presence. Turn your thoughts to yesterday, specifically to yesterday morning. How did your day begin? Were you weary or energized? Were you happy or sad? Now allow your mind to move slowly through each part of your day. Think about the concrete details of your day. The aroma of coffee brewing, a smile from a family member or a coworker, something you were happy to get done, a difficulty you were not expecting. Let your mind sweep over your day and give thanks to God for His good gifts to you. Try not to choose what to be thankful for, but see what springs to your mind as you reflect on your day yesterday. Recall the gifts God has given you, which you share with others. Your ability to help in a crisis, your sense of humor, your patience with children, whatever you know that God has given you and that you naturally share with other people. Pause and express your gratitude to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for these good gifts present in your life. Ask yourself, what gifts did God give me yesterday? How did you receive and enjoy those gifts? How did God touch your life, your needs? Now allow your mind to wander into the coming week. What do you need from God this week? Talk to Him about what you need, what you want, and how you would like to experience His presence with you this week. As we close our time of prayer, thank the Lord for how you have seen the light of His presence in your life. Linger in the Lord's presence for a few moments and enjoy this time of fellowship with Him. Have we seen the light? All creation longs for light. We long for light because we live in a shadowy world. Darkness in the ancient world symbolized chaos, the unknown, and misery. In the Bible, darkness often symbolizes wickedness, impurity, and evil. The Bible story begins in a dark, chaotic world. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the water. The philosopher asked, why is there not nothing? The Apostle John responds, because in the beginning was the Word. The Gospel of Mark starts straight off with John the Baptist as the forerunner of Jesus. Matthew starts the story of Jesus with Abraham. Luke takes us all the way back to Adam. The Apostle John insists we must go all the way back to eternity. Before the creation of the world, the Word existed. That Word was with God. That Word was God. That Word, which was God, said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Do we know the power of the light of the Word? The Word, which was God, reveals His will in creative speech. The Word that is God spoke the words, "Let there be light." And light, in the sense that we know it as the opposite of darkness, burst into existence with glory. That Word, which spoke the world into existence, over thousands of years, breathed into existence the Word of God, which we know as the Bible. The written Word of God is a creative word. Jesus speaks to us through His written word. Light appears on our path so that we find our way to Him and live pleasing to Him in this murky world. Jesus speaks to us, and light appears shining on our hearts, revealing to us the deepest recesses of who we are. Jesus speaks to us, and by His Word shapes our heart so that our desires change. We want to do what pleases God. The effect of His Word shaping our heart is not that we are sinless, but we do, over time, sin less and less. God breathed every word of the Scriptures to shine light on our path, revealing our heart and shaping our heart. In doing this, God gives us everything we need to do the good works He ordains for us as individuals and as a church family. Jesus promised us a prayer life through which God works through us to do big things and small things with an amazing quality of wisdom and love that brings glory to our Father in heaven if we live in Him and if His words live in us. Do we know the power of the light of the Word? In this Advent season, our Heavenly Father invites us to sit with and in the light of His Word. Our Father invites us to come to the Word in this season, not to ask questions of it, but to let the Word question us. Will we allow God's Word to question the paths we walk, the content of our hearts? Will we allow God's Word to shape the desires of our heart, to give us what we need to bear fruit for His kingdom? The Word, who is God, speaks a creative word. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. The Word, who is Jesus, did not make all things and then leave them to work on their own power. Rather, the Word continues to pour out life-sustaining speech. If it were not for Jesus' powerful Word sustaining all things as we worship this morning, the entire cosmos would fall into chaos. The Word who creates all things and sustains all things not only gives physical life, the Word makes spiritual life available to every person. When we read, "In Him was life," the original language conveys the idea that life has a fixed location in Jesus. Because all life exists in Him, only Jesus can produce and support living beings. Only the life given to us by Jesus in our physical birth and then in our spiritual birth through faith in Jesus can work in us genuine healthiness, happiness, exuberance, energy, and vitality in this life and in the life to come. This life flowing from Jesus to produce and support all creation is the light of all people. Do we know the power of the life-giving light? In this Advent season, our Heavenly Father invites us to let the life-giving light wash over us in glory and power. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. In this Advent season, will we allow the light of Jesus to shine on our hearts, to ponder what it means in my daily life that Jesus gives and sustains my physical and spiritual life, to question the reason for anything that is keeping me from recognizing and experiencing the life-giving light of Jesus in me and around me, to discover when and how I typically know the life of Jesus is shining through me to others. The Word, the life-giving light who is Jesus, shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Do we know the power of the overcoming light? It is interesting to think about and ponder what it means that the story of creation does not begin with God saying, "Let there be darkness." Darkness is that which exists apart from the creative, life-giving, light-shining Word that was with God in the beginning and is God. The creation story gives us a picture of God moving in, invading darkness and chaos. Into that darkness and chaos, the Word speaks, "Let there be light," and there was light. The light that shone in the darkness was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. Where physical light shines in the darkness, the darkness must retreat. The more light that shines in the darkness, the more the light overcomes the dark. Light does not end the darkness. But when constant light is present, the darkness is powerless to overcome the light. The physical reality of light overcoming darkness mirrors how the life-giving light of the world, who is Jesus, overcomes spiritual darkness. Theologian and missiologist Leslie Newbegin described this spiritual reality well when he wrote, "Darkness is what confronts one who turns away from the true source of his being, tries to find its meaning elsewhere, and is thereby plunged into meaninglessness. But the light shines in the darkness. We know there is darkness only when we look away from the light. The light does not eliminate the darkness, but the light goes on shining. There is no peaceful coexistence of light and darkness. The business of light is to banish darkness." End quote. In Jesus is life. The life that is in Jesus is the light for all humankind. Jesus spoke this truth with clarity when he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus was clear when he spoke to his disciples and said, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." In this Advent season, our Father invites us to experience the power of the overcoming light. Will we allow the Spirit to show us where the light of God is overcoming the darkness in my life, the areas of my life that I would prefer to keep in the shadows and away from the overcoming light? Where the light of God is overcoming the surrounding darkness? How God is shining the overcoming light of life of Jesus through me and through our church family into a dark world? Have we seen the light? Do we know the power of the light of the Word? Do we know the power of the life-giving light? Do we know the power of the overcoming light? As children of God, who are disciples of Jesus, bound in fellowship as a family of God, our strong and sure answer is yes, we see the light. The Word who speaks to us in His written Word shines His life on our path and in our hearts so we live pleasing to Him. We see the light of all humankind, Jesus, who gives and sustains us with physical and spiritual life. We see the light of Jesus overcoming the darkness in our lives and in the world. Yes, we see the light. God helping us, we want to be the light of Jesus shining in this world. We want to shine the light of His Word, the power of His life, and His overcoming light into the darkness of this world to the glory of the Father. The prayer of reflection can help us to see the light of Jesus around us and the light of Jesus flowing through us. The prayer of reflection helps us to be the light of Jesus by noticing how He shines His life through us. Listening to the recording of this sermon as it becomes available may be helpful to you in that respect. Included with the sermon recording will be this morning's practice of the prayer of reflection. You may want to use that again during the week to have an exercise, a practice of the prayer of reflection during the week. Next Sunday, we will continue our Advent theme with the question, have you seen your heart? Let us pray. Father, as your children sitting here together in your presence, we ask that in this Advent season, you make us a prayerful people. Lord, that we will not discount the power of prayer to change us and to change the world. Lord, we ask this day particularly that we will be the light of the world by the power of your light shining to us. We pray that we will bring the power, the light of your word to this world. We pray that we will bring the power of life-giving light in this world. And we pray that we will bring the power of overcoming light in this world, because your power in us is so exceedingly glorious. Help us to grasp it, Lord. Help us to grasp it and to enjoy it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.